It was crop report day from the USDA day today. And guess what? It was bullish and friendly. And the only negative aspects about it was they came up with a record increase of corn and soybean production, 183.5 million acres in corn and soybeans planted this year. Apparently, the June 30th data is a bad indicator, as the FSA data, similar to last year, found acreage, but many do not believe we're going to find much more acres the rest of the year like they did last time around. But corn acreage jumping 1.4 million acres, bean acres also jumping 1.4 million acres. But that's the bad side. The good side is prices are sharply higher because yields were cut. Corn, they cut the corn yield, I guess, from trend line at 183 down to 180.7 bushels to the acre. That took our production back towards 16 billion bushels on that increased acreage. But what got us friendly was they finally increased demand by another 75 million bushels on old crop. So when you bring it all to the end and land the plane, so to speak, on carryout, because that's all that matters. Where's that carryout? Well, the new crop carryout on corn got dropped to 1.653 billion bushels. That's going to set the marker for some $5 corn here later on. Usually when they cut the yield in August, you're likely to see a yield cut in September. Well, if they do that, yield's probably going to be back under 180 bushels per acre, and I've been on record looking for the corn carryout to drop back towards 1.45 billion bushels. So corn, sharply higher today and likely going to work its way higher. It's going to take on a lot of farmers selling. The Illinois crop actually was lowered. Only the Iowa crop of the I-states was really increased. And so Iowa's got to carry the load, but overall, it's the Western Corn Belt falling out of bed. Just North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, corn yields down sharply, and likely to see more of that in the future reports because heat and dryness stay locked on over Kansas. And with that, the corn price today, December contract up 18 cents, 478 and a quarter, even September old crop up 18 and a quarter. At 455, still the highs of the session. Soybeans, they've been all over the place, had seen a gain initially after the release of the data when they had seen the yield decline to, what was it here, down to 52.7 bushels to the acre. They popped the beans almost back up to $12 a bushel. Leveled off here because the acreage was increased. Crush work kept the carryout on corn, on soybeans, at 320 million bushels, so a bit higher than the average estimates, but still well below that 350 threshold that says carryouts are not tight for beans. So we are tight, and they did not show any corn or wheat to China. So those carryouts could also tighten up as we go forward. Soybeans right now, November contract up 12 and three quarter cents, 1181 and a half. Old crop September up 11 and a half at 1163. Now we go take a look at the wheat. Of course, overnight, yesterday, they crashed the wheat market as Putin, who was probably advising his friends to get ready to buy because he knew it was going to happen, he said he wants a peace accord yesterday, wants to work something out. And then what does he do last night? Bombs the heck out of Russia's largest exporting port, Nuruski. And so that sent wheat sharply higher, so little old Zelensky probably made money on the deal with his buddies. We have Kansas, September wheat up 28 and a quarter cents, 727 and a half. September Chicago up 24 cents, 654 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, September up 15 cents at 674 and a quarter. December up 14 and a half at 699. The only lowered spring wheat yield by about 2 million bushels. So that kind of keeps the wheat trade there a little more subdued compared to the winter wheat contracts. Cattle futures under heavy pressure today. Box beef did show a gain of $2.40 on choice, select up 40 cents, but the board is disappointed with potential cash action. Well, by the way, even the feeder index was up $1.15 at $355.37, but in our newsletter this morning and our videos yesterday afternoon, we said cattle, yesterday's action was negative. Look for cattle to probably work lower and check out last week's lows. That they did without wasting time. Currently, August cattle down $2.27, $2.30.47, October off $2.27, $2.23.55, December giving up $3.15, $2.22.55. Now take a look at the feeders. August off $4.17, 346. September feeders down 585 at 339.45. October off 610, 330.60, as even the increasing corn doesn't help matters there for feeders. November feeders off $6, 320.322. Hogs, October, they gained 22 cents today, 83.55, while December climbs 55 cents, 74.70. And the metals, we are higher by $24 on a CPI number that stayed in control, keeping the Federal Reserve on probably a neutral kilter for keeping any rate increases at bay for the moment. We're at 4,465. Silver up 72 cents, 65.66. Bitcoin, August contract, down just $70. We're at $63,530. And crude oil, large build, very big build on crude oil, keeping the market at bay with all the troubles in the Strait of Hormuz, no oil moving in any grand way. We're at $83.10. Gasoline's up a penny and a half, $3.15, while diesel fuel's up 5.5 cents a gallon, $4.30.5. If you'd like to see a better breakdown of today's crop report, make sure you go to our website, heartlandinvest.com, and you'll get a free trial to get a look at this breakdown of what the USDA put out today. Any questions? Like I said, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a profitable day.